We're floating like butterflies and stinging like bees. Rumble, you badass jet pilots, rumble. Hi, welcome to the Wingman Show. My name is Drew Brown. We hope to inspire, entertain, and learn something so we can all make this world a better place for our children. I'd like to introduce to you somebody who's my friend, my wingman, my main man, and I have a wingman watching my back, Dr. Paul Thompson. Hey, Paul, what's happening?
Oh, not much. Hello, everyone. I'm Paul Thompson, and you just heard from Mr. Drew Brown, Dark Gable. He's the American dream. He's the man, the myth, the legend, the pilot's pilot, the role model's role model, and most importantly, his royal fullness. How are you doing today, Mr. Dark Gable?
I'm doing great, and I'm glad I'm full of knowledge, Paul. I'm glad I'm full of knowledge. Well, we're going to have a great show right now. Check this out. Paul, Dr. Paul, we have a wingman story today.
Really?
Oh, my God. This is incredible about what man can do, what woman can do, no matter what the odds are. And I can't wait to talk about it. So later in the show, we're going to talk about this wingman story that's really, really motivational. And it shows that anybody can do what these guys did.
Good. Okay. I'm happy to hear it.
Dr. Paul, do I have some news for you?
It's what kind of news you got today?
It's incredible, some of the things that are happening. First of all, you need to know that The Rock might be our next president.
Really?
Yeah.
You mean the wrestler?
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Yeah. Do you think he can really cook? I wonder.
Probably not, but he damn sure can fight, and he's a great actor, and I bet you he might even, if Donald Trump can win the presidency, The Rock can win the presidency. So I thought that that was a little message that our listeners needed to hear.
Okay.
Because we don't talk about politics either side. We talk about maybe politicians. Also, retail shipping companies and all the ports around the world are expanding their hours of operation because the backlog of supplies, and that's why all these prices are going up, is just incredible. They're going to now start working longer hours and being open longer to...
Heard one of the suggestions from General Honoré. He was instrumental in helping fix up the damage after Katrina, at least getting things going. Suggested deputizing 3 battalions to drive trucks and do all these other things where there's shortages to help ease things at the shipping ports. Don't know if it'll happen, but we really talk about bringing in the military.
Well, good suggestion. We need to use them for something instead of killing other people right now. I think that we found out that that doesn't work. How about this? Your money's going to start going up, Dr. Paul. Social Security benefits are going to rise by the largest amount in 40 years. And I know you probably had a party for that one.
No, very small party. Hopefully it'll make up for some of the inflation that's going on anyway. So I won't be as far behind as I was before.
You're not so far behind, Dr. Paul. You're way ahead.
It's relative.
You're correct. Correct.
Yeah, 5.9%.
Wow, that's pretty big. Starting how about this? This is a headline. Many Black Americans have changed their minds about getting the vaccine. What about African Americans? Are they going to do it too?
Okay, you're losing me.
The news calls people Black, and then they call them African American, and I'm not sure who they're talking about. So I'm just saying, since this headline said many Black Americans, I'm asking, are African Americans? I'm showing the ignorance of our media and how people are trying to be correct in calling people what they think they're supposed to be called. There was no vote on African American. I'm a Black man, but what I really am is an American.
The names change every 10, 20 years.
But nobody sends me a postcard. Did you get a postcard on this change? Or Negro, or colored, or Black? Did you ever get a vote?
No. Last postcard I got was actually from a realtor. Asked me to sell the house. But I don't get too many postcards anymore.
All right. Well, let's get with the news here, because this is incredible. How about this? Star Trek in real life. Really, really, Captain Kirk went to space. He's a 91-year-old man, and he said, beam me up, Bezos. And he went on Jeff Bezos' rocket, at 91 years old. And the only comment I'm going to make is, first of all, I love that he said he was a little scared. So Captain Kirk was a little scared, like all of us should be if you get into a rocket that goes that fast and that high. So I really liked him being a human. But at 91, you know, you and I were talking about health. He's a little pudgy for 91, and he has every single bit of hair, it looks like. So anyway, tell us about Captain Kirk.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I watched the launch yesterday and listened to his comments when he came out of the capsule. Very good. You can tell he was a Shakespearean actor. This is like his words were like perfect, beyond perfect. You could make a movie out of it. I was quite impressed with that. And that's probably just came from his heart. But a lot of people don't know that Star Trek had a number of versions. And the original version, you know, he was on the original version. That was going on when we were in elementary school. And it's amazing that that series only ran for 3 years in the 60s.
What?
Yeah. The first episode was in 66. And I think the last one was in 68.
Well, you know, they've been getting paid all this
forever,
time.
Forever. And it'll go another 120 years.
And all over the world also in all different languages.
Right. You know, and the interesting thing about him was that he was like an out of work, starving actor. And he'd been in a couple of things. You know, he's Canadian also originally. He's Canadian. Some of the best portrayed Americans are Canadians, like Donald Sutherland and, what was his name? Lauren Green, who played Ben Cartwright on Bonanza. They're like the best Americans. But the thing was that he was like the perfect person at the perfect time, and Star Trek took off. The people wrote the thing were really futuristic, and they had a varied cast. They had a black female who was in a prominent position that was never seen before on TV. That was the first in many things.
They had an Asian.
That's right. Had an Asian, had a Russian guy, and there was kind of a Cold War give and take. In addition to what was going on with mass riots in the 60s and something called the Vietnam War. And they happened to call the vessel the USS Enterprise. Well, there was a real USS Enterprise. The original one was in World War II. It didn't get sunk. It got damaged.
Is that behind you, the USS Enterprise, which you're shooting your A7 off of?
No, it's something. I think that's the Nimitz. That's VA-12. Okay. A late friend of mine used to be in VA-12, but they built a new Enterprise, and that Enterprise, that modern aircraft carrier, I think that was the first nuclear carrier. I think it was the first nuclear one. It was involved in a lot of stuff. So you've got the Starship Enterprise and the Enterprise, and there's basically kind of a Navy melding in the science fiction picture. They wore weird uniforms, but he was the captain. You've got a captain of the ship, you know, so you can see the parallels between the service.
And yes, and you know something, Paul? That show did something about racism that I always said. You know, there won't be any racism as soon as the Martians land. It won't be black or white. It'll be two eyes and a nose. So remember, he made out with a green woman, or yes, he made out with a woman that was half green, black, half white. It was, so they were doing not interracial, but inter-alien back then.
That's right.
But I want to tell you something else about Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk is 91 years old, and he looks very good. The problem is, in our culture, we don't treat the elderly very well. We really don't. And in Asian culture, they hold them to high esteem. And the older I get and the older you get, I think many of us find out the wiser and smarter and better thinking we are because we've been on the planet longer. And like what happened with the pandemic and all the senior citizens that died, they were just not well taken care of. And a lot of people have parents that they just put away in homes. I mean, this is really, really serious. I'm in a situation now, actually, with Katrina's mom, who's getting that old. You've been in that situation. But we don't take care of the elderly. And before, I need to take care of the elderly right now because we've been lying to them about something.
This is a Wingman PSA. This is a Wingman PSA. Stop taking aspirin. It is not good for you. We just found out you might get stomach ulcers. So what's better, stomach ulcers or heart attack? The doctors now say If you haven't had a heart attack, stop taking aspirin for people over 60. That's a Wingman PSA. Thank you.
That's a good PSA. You know, they started that thing a number of years ago, taking aspirin once a day. I did it just for a little while years ago, and I stopped it after a while. I said, like, okay, it's crazy. A little baby has aspirin.
Yeah. You know why you really started doing it? Because I started doing it too. Because we look for ways of bettering our health. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, exactly. When we find out it's not working, okay, it doesn't work. And I think that's important. I want to talk about something I saw this weekend, and it was Kim Kardashian on Saturday Night Live. Now, I used to love Saturday Night Live a hell of a lot. And every now and then, they still are very funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes politically, sometimes some of their guests. So I always like to watch it. I actually run through, I tape it, I run through it without commercials, and then I'll show Katrina the best parts. That's kind of what I do for her. So anyway, Saturday Night Live, Kim Kardashian. And it reminded me of something. First of all, she wasn't bad at all. She was actually good. She busted herself. She busted her family. She let you know she was a billionaire. She let you know she was married to the richest black man in America. She let you know that she was divorcing him. They have four kids. She said all this stuff. She had her mother on skits and her sisters. Anyway, I thought she was really good, much better than I thought. But when the way she looked, she was an actual Barbie doll. She looked like a perfect doll, except for one thing. Barbie didn't have a big butt. She hit gold by injecting her butt and having a black woman's butt. And I'm just telling you, it just hit me because she actually looks perfect. And the sum of this story, or what I should say, is the reason I'm even talking about this is the need for people to look perfect. It doesn't happen. You are perfect the way you are. Could you imagine a pimple would be the worst thing in her life? It would end her. She would think the world was coming to an end, and she has $1 billion. So all I wanted to say is that people out there, accept who you are. We found out with health that the weight that you should be is the weight you were when you were 18, 20 years old. However you look then, if you were healthy, that's the weight you should be now. So from the elderly to the young, Kim Kardashian was a trip, but I can't imagine wanting to be perfect because I think Shorty made me perfect.
Yeah, you can go kind of crazy. Self-improvement is nice, but it can go awry. There are a lot of women who've died from these procedures and butt injections and stuff.
Kanye West's mother died from plastic surgery.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
How about that?
Yeah. I guess any operation. But you go to somebody's clinic and they inject your buttocks with Fix-A-Flat, which they've done in some places, I understand. And they, you know, some horrible things happen if you survive. And for what? To attract people like you? I mean, that's what it's for.
I think it's ridiculous. Yeah. But I got a surprise for you, Dr. Paul. I am inviting you to one of the greatest moments in my life. You and Kim are invited to my son's wedding here. And I want you guys to come. And I am so excited that my boy asked me if he could get married here. So it's happening real soon. I want you to come and enjoy it. And I did something on my dock. You know, I have a lake. Well, I call it a lake. People down here in the South call it a pond, which pisses me off because it's not a damn pond. From where we come from, that is a lake. Anyway, on Lake Brown, I put on something on this dock called Pimp My Dock, which is like neon lights. And if you have YouTube or anything, I'll show it to you. But it is the coolest thing of all time. And believe it or not, Katrina has a juke joint. She made a juke joint down on the property. So we're really going to have a good time. And it's one of the greatest times in my life. And I'm so happy right now. I hope it comes through the radio.
Okay. You got a juke joint. I'm trying to visualize this.
You know what a juke joint is? Remember my daddy in The Color Purple?
Yes.
Bundini Brown?
Right. With Sugar
Avery. That was his line. That was his line. He said, girl, you could catch a fish without a hook in the juke joint. So you'll have to see the juke joint.
Okay. Maybe we can make a movie there or something.
Yeah. Wait till you see it. Okay. Guess what? If you were flying this past weekend or something, you might have been stuck for 2 days if you were flying Southwest Airlines. They completely canceled over 2,500 flights, and people were in line for days. People were sleeping on the floor. And they're saying it's because of the pilots union, because they lied about it. They said it was the weather in Florida, yet all these other airlines were operating out of Florida. Then they said that it was due to staffing. And then they blamed it on the FAA, and the FAA shot right back. Nope, we're doing fine. So anyway, they're saying that American Airlines, I think, is 80% vaccinated. Delta is 90% vaccinated, and they're mandating their pilots. Now, you and I are pilots. I already got my vaccine. I can't wait for my third. But, you know, talking about the vaccine and about these pilots, they shut the airline down.
Yeah, so I guess it's the mandate that the union, the pilots union, is protesting, but they said they didn't call for a work stoppage.
No,
because that would be illegal. They would have to pay big time for that. I looked at it. It looks like everybody's blaming everybody else. They said it was the pilots. And then later on, they said it was other employees not showing up and doing job actions. I don't know, but that's a lot of disruption. A lot of those airlines are really, really tight, and Southwest operates on a really tight schedule. I think they try to turn their airplanes in 30 minutes, which is no easy deal. To come in, unload, reload with fuel and everything, and then go.
They work on a tight budget. That's why the airfares are so low.
Yeah, exactly. So anything that throws off everything. So once the dominoes start falling, they've got to try to get airplanes and crews in certain positions and mix them. And they probably got into a position where it's impossible. That's their hub and spoke system. It goes on speed and almost perfection.
So. Wow, that's great. Now, talking about this vaccine, I was thinking, do you know there's, I think you told me, 12 million undocumented people here in this country?
Approximately.
Well, that means that none of them got a vaccine, correct? Because in order to get a vaccine, you have to have some sort of legal paperwork can document that.
Correct.
It was just a thought, because there was another thought about Kyrie Irving. And I want you to tell him how much money he's losing, but they're not going to let him play in New York at all, right? Whether it's in the Garden or Barclays Center. They're not going to let Kyrie Irving play because he refuses to get a vaccine. What do you think about that?
Well, it's significant. It comes from, I guess, not the state of New York, but the city of New York. The mayor's got a edict saying that you can't play in a public arena unless you've been vaccinated. And Kyrie said he won't do it. Then they looked at, say, well, you know, maybe he can play away games, but the Nets saying, no, it's either all or nothing. So he can't even practice. I think he can practice by himself or something like that in the facility. But basically, if he doesn't play this year, he loses about $32 million. And more than likely, they won't give him a contract extension, in which he could probably lose about another $185 million, I understand.
Wow.
That's a lot of money for
you. How much a game?
I think it's like $383,000 a game.
Do you know how many people could get fed in this country for one game of Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, you could actually go into space with Bezos and have money left over.
Yeah, how much did it cost? Like, you told me it was $250 a piece.
I think so. I think it was $250. Give or take.
Yeah, they had four people up there. Two were paying, two were free.
Right, right. It's amazing. You know, they talked about, everybody just knows Captain Kirk. You know, the other people. I think one was a software pioneer and something, and the other might have done something for heart disease, as far as I know. But everybody's wrapped up in entertainment. Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock and all that other stuff. That's rather interesting. So... yeah, Kyrie. Yeah, I think it's with Kyrie. You know, I haven't heard him say much publicly about it, but
he said the earth was flat.
Yeah, then he said that was a joke. And I'm thinking, if the earth was flat, maybe he should take some of that money, get a ride up in the spaceship
and see it
and take a look and see what you see.
I told him, that's amazing. We've seen the curvature of the earth. We've been so high.
You can, yeah, on a clear day, if you get high enough. Yeah, you can. You can see
it. Yes, I know. I've seen it. So
at night, too. So. You know, you can see it actually when the sun is coming up.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. Well, you know, talking about sports, something else happened this week. John Gruden, who the Oakland Raiders, very famous for being a coach. He was the Tampa Bay Super Bowl coach. Just to let you know, they're taking him down from the Ring of Honor. But John Gruden said a couple things. He called the commissioner, his boss, a faggot on an email. And he also said one of the player association executives had lips as big as Michelin tires. Now, I do have a question about that statement. If he was talking about Mick Jagger, would that still be a racist statement?
Attributed to somebody black, there's a different history behind it. And I can send you a few little interesting photos to cover that. Yeah, Mick Jagger does have big lips, as does Carly Simon and some other people. And a whole lot of people on TV for some reason, especially CNN, I notice.
But what about John Gruden and the things he said? What do you think? He's very well known. He's very wealthy. He's been very rough all his life on television. And it seems like he's been doing this a long time. What's really happening is they're going to make the NFL release all their emails. And it seems like there might be a culture in the NFL. And that's why most of the coaches are white and most of the executives are white. This might be really showing something, a culture in the NFL that they don't want to be seen.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're going back on things he has written, what, almost a decade ago. And that's, I think there's a lesson here for everybody. Basically, you have we all have electronic signatures or breadcrumbs that lead to us. So you need to be careful about what you put out in anything. Just like we're making this recording now. It'll be on maybe for another 150 years or 650 years. I don't know. So be careful what you say, and especially things on the phone. Think about what we were talking about last week about the mafia guys, big time organized crime people who were done in by stuff caught on a cell phone. They got cell phone records, texts, you know, these guys don't know text.
I don't know if you know Megan Thee Stallion, but she's very famous right now, and she has a lot of hot songs, and she's pretty raunchy. And I always wonder about, like, pornographic stars, people who do that kind of thing as they're younger, and when they grow up, what do they say to their grandchildren when they say, "Grandma, is this you?"
That's a good question. Never thought of that.
That's why we're the Wingman Show. You want to hear this Wingman story?
Sure.
Man, Paul, this is incredible. 25 inmates have just received their college bachelor's of science degree from California State University in prison. They worked and they studied and they did everything they had to do and they graduated. People who know how to fly, it's not that they don't make mistakes. It's that when they make a mistake, they correct it immediately because they understand what they did. So education to me, and this falls right in. I can't believe this. Rich countries spend about $14,000 a year for toddler care. The United States spends $500. You get what you pay for. You reap what you sow. I mean, everything you do comes back to you. And that's fact number three on the poster. But for real, education is the way out. And it was the way out for you and I. The thing is, we weren't young and we didn't think of it. We were made to do it. That was our path by our parents. And we are really paying for it now in society with people who are not educated. This whole vaccine, these are people who didn't pass science class. I'm sorry to say. People who vote a certain way are uneducated. I'm sorry today. This just is. Do you know how many smart, intelligent, do you know how many years of studying these scientists have that made the vaccine? And you're going to look at the internet and make a decision and say that that's research? It's almost weird. That's so stupid.
Yeah, I think so, too. When you say research, I have a stereotypical vision of somebody in a lab coat or doing something with a slide rule. I used to use a slide rule years ago. Something not just surfing the internet and watching videos, or someone who's dumber than you are opining and talking about things they don't understand. Everybody's an expert.
What do you think about those prisoners?
it's great that you can get an education. You know, it's supposed to, you're supposed to go to prison or whatever and come out rehabilitated. I say rehabilitated. Most get worse. But if they can make use of their time, now, does that mean they're good guys? I think I saw that story, and some of them had their life sentences commuted by the governors. They didn't say what they did. I don't want everybody, you know, coming around.
No, you can't murder somebody and get a degree mass murder. And get out.
Like, you know, if Charles Manson got a, you know, thing in
a doctorate.
A doctorate in something, or underwater basket weaving with a minor in Russian history.
No, he became a mortician.
You know, I mean, I don't want him running a daycare, you know. So you got to look at individual cases. And some people are in jail for stuff they shouldn't be. When I hear life sentences, I'm thinking of like punchline to Chris Rock jokes. If they can rehabilitate themselves and do something useful, good. No, good on him. You might as well.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, we were talking about her earlier. She's released many men. Well, I can't say many. I can't give you a number, but a lot of men. That's one of her life works, is to release men or women from prison that are unfairly imprisoned. She's doing that, and she's also in law school now.
Yeah, that's, you know, and I think sometimes people, they have this persona on TV. They act really, really dumb, and maybe they're not as dumb as they act. Sometimes it's just an act.
Actually, she's not the one who acts dumb. It's the rest of them. She's okay. Kind of, they're all trying. She even said, every time I get something done, I have to give my sisters the exact guy and exactly the shape of what I had done.
I don't watch much TV, so I've never actually watched any of those shows. I don't watch
either
of
those
shows. I used to watch The Ultimate Fighter. I like that a lot. But I don't, there's nothing else. So
well, the whole mere fact that she married Kanye West, just, it makes it interesting. And who her father is, the lawyer for O.J. Simpson.
Right.
I mean, that's incredible. So they did something on that. Matter of fact, her joke was, because of my wonderful dad, I started meeting black people. And guess who the first black person I ever met was? And so one of those guys was dressed like O.J. and said, it was me. Don't you remember, Kim? How come y'all don't invite me anywhere no more? Okay. It was funny.
The great OJ. And OJ's still around. OJ's probably doing quite well.
No, he's not doing quite well. If you do wrong, you pay for it for the rest of your life. I'm going to tell you something. You go
to sleep. He said he didn't do it.
No. You're in prison in your soul. You're in prison in your head. Every moment that you wake, you think about what you did. It doesn't go away when you do something horrific. So being in jail, you know how many people actually give themselves up because they can't stand their conscience anymore? They've given themselves up after 5 and 10 years of doing something. No, you are not free. Hmm. We'll leave it on that.
Okay.
Thank you once again, Dr. Paul Thompson, my friend. Thank you for your love, your time. And that's something that we won't ever get back. I want to thank all the listeners, too. Thank you so much for doing the show, Dr. Paul. We're jamming.
Well, thank you, Mr. Drew, for inviting me on. Always good to talk to you. And ladies and gentlemen, please remember to like, share, and subscribe this podcast or any of the podcasts. If you're looking at YouTube, they say smash the like button. Don't smash it. Just press it gently and refer to use as a link to all your friends. You can also look at us on our website, wingmenshow.com, WINGMEN. Show, SHOW.com, all together, wingmanshow.com. And we hope to see you in the future. Thanks again, Mr. Drew.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're still floating like butterflies and stinging like bees. Rumble, you badass jet pilots, rumble. May there be peace on earth and goodwill towards all men and women.